You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
You know, it wasn't just but a few years ago that the app Nextdoor was really only good if you wanted to advertise your, I don't know, your garage sale, or, hey, does anybody know someone who can do a little painting or something like that?
Have you seen my dog, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it has exploded, Jer Bear.
It's exploded into, let's get rid of all my crap. And word has it on the street is that you can put anything on Nextdoor and somebody will want it. You could put a box of hair on there and somebody be like, ooh, how much? And we're going to do this. I've never used it before. We went and cleaned the basement a couple weekends ago, and we got a few boxes of just stuff down there. And I was like, you know, before we donated, this is some nice stuff. Why don't we toss it up on this Nextdoor that you speak of and see if we can't sell some of it? Now, we haven't done it yet, but Knickknack's a huge fan of it. She's always going out and buying things that people post on there. She just came back a couple days ago with some weird wax remote candles or something.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, huh, okay, well, if you had to have them. But I, have you ever used it?
I've used it for years. I used it when I got rid of for free my Christmas tree.
Okay, that's one of the things we have to get rid of.
That was the first thing I ever put on there, and it took 4 minutes. Somebody picked it up, and within, I kid you not, within 2 hours of me posting it, they had it put up in their living room, and they sent me a picture.
Holy cow.
In 2 hours. From when I
That's
first
impressive.
Hit click and somebody came and got it. They were at my house within, I think, 20 minutes. They picked it up and then they went home, immediately put it up, took a picture and sent it to me. That was my first experience.
This is good. This is good news for me. Okay.
Oh, it works like crazy. And then Gretch uses it now to get wood because she's doing her mushroom farm thing, and she drills holes into various types of wood and puts these mushroom plug things down in there.
Huh.
And, you know, we just had this big storm not long ago that knocked down a whole bunch of trees. And so she just put on Nextdoor, hey, if you're trying to get rid of some
got
of that,
wood,
you know, wood, yeah, got wood. Uh-huh. And she's picked up a ton of it that way.
All
it's
right.
It's quite an interesting community because it's not just getting rid of stuff. It's if you're looking for something or if you want recommendations for, you know, hey, I need a new dentist.
Yeah, like we did that when we had our back porch redone this summer. We threw up a, hey, any recommendations? And I think that's how we got the person that did our concrete. I feel like, though, if you're getting rid of stuff, like, I feel like Nextdoor is the modern version now of putting the free sign on whatever piece of crap you got and rolling it to the end of your driveway. I don't see a lot of that anymore, the free signs. I guess everyone's just tossing it on virtually now. Saying, come pick up this stuff.
Correct.
Because I was never really a big... I'd be more apt to do that via the app than roll up and pull up and get something off a curb, I think. God. You know?
My dad was that way, though.
Was he?
He came home all the time. People would just put stuff out on the curb. And my dad was the king of, you know, I can fix that up. I can repair that. Probably doesn't work. I can probably repair that. I'll bring it home. And he had all this stuff out in the garage. Huh. Or in the spare bedroom that he swore he was going to get to and, quote, fix up
Never
someday.
Never did, though, huh?
No, he loved doing that kind of stuff.
Hoarding stuff.
Well, it's funny because he wasn't a hoarder, but he just had this gene in him that if somebody was throwing away something that he thought could be fixed, he wanted to save it from just going to a landfill.
That's kind of cool, though.
So he's
That's
like, I
cute.
Can fix that. And I would tell him, I'd say, Dad, you might be able to fix this, yes. But did you ever stop to think that even if you fix it, nobody will want it? And that
Maybe.
Just was, didn't did not compute.
Did not compute,
all.
Right. The right. one thing I don't like about Nextdoor is you are within a bubble, basically. You put in your address and all that, and you're kind of within a radius, right, of your house. Mm-hmm. The thing I don't like about it is I know a few people around me and in the neighborhood next to me that are quite nosy. And there's something about putting my stuff on there and knowing that other people that I know have the app see what kind of junk I have and then what kind of money I'm getting for it. There's something unsettling about that. Like, I have a car that I potentially might want to put on Nextdoor.
Just do it.
But then I'm like, oh, then so-and-so is going to know how much money I got for it.
So what?
And they're going to be nosy and look at all the pictures of it. And
but who cares?
One would think. Who cares?
I'm obviously. On the radio. If I sell my car this week, I'm going to ask $7,000.
I don't know though. But it's just weird knowing that your neighbors know that you just got this chunk of cash, and I don't know. It's.
I have an 8-year-old car. I think it's worth $7,000 to $10,000. There, I just broadcast it. Why do you care? What are you going to ask for that Corvette?
$15,000.
Well, that's it. We just broadcast it, so now who cares?
Yeah, you're right.
Are you going to get 15 for that?
Yeah.
You will?
Okay. Yeah, Max, that's actually low.
What if somebody offers you 13.5 cash? Will you take it?
Cash?
Yeah.
I'd get them up to 14.
Good luck.
Do you have any other next door stories?
I do. I just don't know if we want to talk about it or not.
Oh, no. Why? Is it something you purchased or something you put up?
No, it's just because you read all sorts of things on there. I mean, I'm going to tell you something. It is you know how people like people watching? Nextdoor can be a form of virtual people watching because you get to see the way some people's minds work. And I kind of want to share this story with you, but it also derails us from the whole what's your next door treasure that you found.
Mm-hmm.
But this one might be a little bit chunkier, if you know what I mean. All right.
I don't know what you mean by chunkier. Is it something somebody was selling, right?
No.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying. Next
a
door
service?
Is way more than just.
You were talking about services.
It's the I'm looking for something, but it is not an item.
Love?
Here's what I'm going to do. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to think about whether this is something we should talk about or not, because it's going to offend so many people.
Oh, great. Just what we need
but
on a Friday to reply to hundreds of offensive emails. Well, let's talk about it, because I have no idea what you're talking about.
You want to talk about it off air?
I do.
We'll make a decision.
Dumb and
working in the medical profession, I've been raised.
Institute. Start your story at pmi.edu.
Dumb and Jeremy.
We've been invaded by a pompous radio ham.
On Mix 100.
About 15 minutes away from the Mindbender. I have that at 7:30. All right, I talked it over with my radio partner, Jeremy. We've decided I should go ahead and talk about this.
We should.
Are you sure?
We said it's real life. This is out there. It's a post. And
this is not made
about
up.
It.
This is Jeremy brought up Nextdoor and about how he's thinking about selling things like his car on there and stuff like that. And I was saying, you know, there's a whole bunch of stuff on Nextdoor that has nothing to do with buying and selling goods. It's people looking for certain things. And this one takes the cake because my wife showed this to me about a week ago and she goes, can you believe this? And I read it. And the thing that struck us is that we both were kind of appalled personally by what this lady is asking. And yet all of the comments were, oh, my God, that is so sweet. That is so wonderful. And we were looking at each other like, are we on a different planet?
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that this is a sensitive subject and I apologize for that. I'm just.
We're not. Yeah, it is a sensitive subject.
It's a sensitive
just
subject.
Got to roll with this, though, a little bit.
So this was a post on Nextdoor where a woman posted that she usually goes home to her family in New York for the holidays. But circumstances have changed and she's not going to be able to go. So she's going to stay home for the holidays. And when she mentioned this to her boyfriend suggested that they essentially foster a child for one day. What they're looking for is for someone with a foster child to loan it to them for Christmas Eve and Christmas morning, and then they will give the child back.
Right. And this is on Nextdoor. A post of a woman looking for a child celebrate the holidays with.
This is like a long post going through all this. And she goes, we really would just love to have a child stay with us for a day and experience the happiness, joy, presence, love, and simply just what life should be like during the holiday season. And then give the child back.
Right. That's the thing, is you're taking a child from a not-so-good situation.
Yes.
Not a desirable situation. Placing him into a lovely house, probably, a lovely community for...
For 18 hours.
18 hours. Showing them a taste of the good life. And then sending them on their way after Christmas. Hope you had fun. Who? What?
I don't. I'm sorry if I'm angering people who think this is beautiful. I am.
I can see where you would think it's sweet and beautiful that you're providing this to a child for the holidays, but it's the whole like, this was nice, huh? Well, now back to your crappy situation.
There's got to be a word that describes this, and I can't think of. I don't know what it is. Somebody, I'm sure, will write into us and tell us. And again, I don't mean to set anyone off or ruin anyone's day,
no.
But we read this and we thought we were weirdos because everyone else was like, oh my God, that's so beautiful.
You're like, you're basically renting a child.
Exactly.
Now, as like a little toy for you.
If you're
going to
take this child in and foster them, then damn it, foster
them. Foster them, yes.
Don't
be a part of their life
for 18 hours and then give them back.
Just so you can do something fun for Christmas this year.
So you can get on next door and try to puff yourself up as being so benevolent and generous.
Oh, no.
I mean, am I right?
You're right, man. Dom was reading me this off the air, and my eyes were like big. I'm like, what?
And I have
what place
down.
Like, what place like loans out a kid for Christmas?
And what kind of person wants to do that for 18 hours to feel all smug about themselves?
That's a jerk move,
and
man.
Then return the child to whatever situation they may be in. I wanted to comment on there's like, why don't you just go through the process where you actually foster a child and give them a better life than maybe what they have.
Right.
And not return them like there's something that you bought at Walmart.
Right. Like you adopted a puppy and changed your mind. You don't like the puppy and you try to give it back, you know?
All right. So you don't think I'm on.
You're not out of line. You're not crazy.
All right. It's just.
It feels dirty, doesn't it?
Now you know all of the various things, Jeremy, that you can find on Nextdoor.
Besides, I was trying to sell an old Christmas tree. Yeah, and my vet. I'm trying to get it.
God.
Man, go gather up presents and donate those presents to those kids, man. All right.
Okay.
I feel dirty.
I do too. But I had to share. I mean, we talk about our lives on this show, and
that's
this
is what's out there.
This is what we were talking about.